This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest city to see unrest in its streets following the shooting of a black man by police is Kenosha, Wisconsin. Video that's gone viral shows Jacob Blake being shot in the back after opening a car door and starting to get into the vehicle. This man witnessed it.
He had no weapon or nothing, and his kids are right there, and they, I guess, felt the need to shoot him.
Some protests turned into riots with people setting vehicles and a city dump truck on fire. Windows were broken and tear gas had to be used by police. The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
3 Maryland police officers shot responding to a call about a home invasion last evening in Prince George's County just outside Washington, D.C. The 3 officers who were wounded are expected to survive, and the 2 suspects were apprehended. County Executive Angela Alsobrooks, visiting with the 3 men in the hospital last evening, saying they were all in good spirits, with one of them telling her,
"I just hope this doesn't hold me back. I love this community, and I want to continue in this job."
2 tropical storms still heading towards the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Marco has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour now and is heading towards the mouth of the Mississippi River. Tropical Storm Laura could become a hurricane as it reaches the Gulf Coast with maximum sustained winds of about 65 miles an hour, probably on Wednesday. It's currently off the southern coast of Cuba. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump's former campaign manager and one of his longest-serving allies is leaving the administration at the end of the month. Kellyanne Conway says she's stepping away to focus on her family, and her husband, George Conway, is also stepping away from his role at the Lincoln Project, an outside group of GOP party members who are opposed to President Trump. Kellyanne Conway says their 4 children are in their tweens and starting a new academic year and require a level of attention and vigilance that is as unusual as these times, the words of Kellyanne Conway. Denver City officials saying they'll take action after a riot which led to damage to the police department's headquarters and several other downtown buildings over the weekend. Director of Public Safety Murphy Robinson announcing he was suspending the cap that he had put on the inmate population at Denver County Jail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Denver police arrested 12 people in connection with a Saturday riot. One officer suffering a concussion and burns during that confrontation. And the CDC no longer recommends travelers self-quarantine for 14 days after returning to the country or their state. New COVID-19 guidelines just released only advise travelers to follow local recommendations or requirements. The agency still recommends people wear masks and follow social distancing guidelines. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Sarga Sangari joins us now, the GOP congressional candidate for Chicago's 9th District, and the Iranian-born former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Sarga Sangari joins us now. Sargas, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Bill.
Hey, I wanted to talk. You had sent me a note about the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I agree, it does not look good. I was looking at the video. Boy, like anything, you need to have the details, but this is a part of the problem when you have videos that get out like this. You go by what you see initially and not knowing what you don't see here, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, Bill, it's no longer any more about going through the process, the legal process to see what happened, the discovery process, and, putting it through the courts if needed is now a talking point. I mean, you have individuals that are currently getting bused to these areas. Mm-hmm. Riot. First, if you bus somebody from a different state to come to your locality in a separate state to riot, that in itself is a violation of the federal law. Folks are now being brought in from the outside to agitate, to burn. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but this is a reality of what they're trying to do currently. Now, in this particular case, you've gotten to a point where nobody respects the law anymore. Mm-hmm. In the old days, when an officer pulled his gun and said, you know, you need to get down on the ground or you need to, you know, stop resisting, people listen. Today they don't because a politician has told them not to.
Right.
Individuals from communities have told them not to. So when you have an individual who's now agitated, is not responding to what you're saying to them, and in this case, I believe some of the reports are indicating that a taser may have been used, but he was not responsive towards a taser, and he goes in to possibly draw a weapon. The officer is going to protect his own life because mm-hmm. he's got family and kids also.
Exactly.
So it's a politician that's poured a fuel on this fire constantly. Mm-hmm. All you have to do if you want to avoid any of this is very simple. When a law and order shows up, stop resisting.
Yeah.
Listen to what the police mm-hmm. says. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But you're exactly right. What you said earlier, Sargas, is that we have too many people out there that, you know, resist because of the nature of our current culture. It's one of resistance and lack of respect for law and order. And so, then you mix in, some drugs or other things. We don't know if that's the case, where people get, a little hyped up. and you just add to the situation, and then the danger, you know, continues to escalate at this point. And, you know, of course, the police are going to be accused of not de-escalating. Well, you know, when somebody is on drugs, you don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to react. And, you know, this is an element that's being overlooked right now and set aside. Then we usually find out, you know, later on, as you said, when due process comes out and you realize, oh, this guy was loaded up with PCP or whatever, you know, that there was something else that agitated the moment that's outside of the purview of law enforcement. All they're thinking at this point is, look, we've got somebody who is not you know, responding to the command language, they're resisting, you know, and in this particular case, you can see with this video, he goes into his car. Well, it goes into his car, and it looks like he was bending over to get, I don't know, but there's no statement that there, you know, there was any, you know, threat or gun or whatever in that situation, but there must have been something there, you would think, for a police officer to fire off rounds. I think it was like 7 rounds that were fired into, into this person.
Well, the police officer is going to defend himself, and he's going to make sure that he doesn't get killed in the process. Now, again, the problem is that we're in a society there that we've gotten to a point where some departments are not even sending their officers into these type of situations. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, it was a 911 call that came in about a fight that's taking across the block. Yeah. And now you have in a situation, the officers know if they're going into that fight already where people are fighting, guess what? It's already escalated.
Exactly.
Before they even showed up. And mm-hmm. now you show up on the spot and there's absolutely no respect for law and order. The police are not respected. Guess what's going to happen? There's no de-escalation. Yeah. De-escalation of force has to be from both sides. It cannot just be from the officer side. Mm-hmm. In this case, that is not being taught to the individuals that live in those communities because the politician keeps on saying, resist. My mm-hmm. only issue is that in the future, we're getting to a point where departments are choosing not to even send people to these particular points. Today mm-hmm. in Chicago, there's been a push that they're going to bus people again to the police headquarters around 5 o'clock in the evening to try to, again, start looting, start rioting. Mm-hmm. These individuals have one thing in mind. They want to change the entire form of government that we have, period. You cannot negotiate with that person. That person is a domestic terrorist mm-hmm. who just wants to destroy every institution we have. Unfortunately, the politicians on the other side of the aisle have not come out and said anything about it except at the aldermanic side. We've had some aldermen from the Democratic Party here in Chicago that have stood with us at the back to blue events, police events, Alderman Raymond Lopez being one of them. The rest, stunned silent.
Yeah. Why do they allow people to be bussed? Can't they, I don't know, maybe they have to execute a martial law edict or something in order to stop people from being bussed in, you know, from outside of the state to cause and agitate. Why can't we do something like that, Sargas?
We can do it. The folks in those particular cities, and unfortunately democratic cities, are abiding by the national party's dictates to the mayors. The mayors are not free independent thinkers on their own. They still have to think about what the national party wants. And we know for one reality is this. When an economy is bad, usually the president who's in office loses his office. Mm-hmm. In this case, there was a calculation made when these particular riots started that, you know what, economy's closed on, we got the COVID issue, let's make sure people don't go back to work, and by the way, now with the looting and rioting, it's going to be worse, just so we can get our person into office. And they're making a calculated risk, unfortunately, I've told them. You make this decision, this fire burns both ways. You are not controlling these crowds anymore. And
exactly.
If you think that the people who are funders of your party, who give money to them, they all you're going to do is pick up the phone on November 4th and say, hey, shut off the money flow to them so they cannot operate or organize. You've already planted that seed in them. And they will turn around and they will burn your party too.
Mm-hmm. Well, AOC made it quite clear with a tweet that has since been taken down. But before it did, a friend of mine had captured a screen copy of it. And she wrote, it's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. You know, from her lips, from her heart to America, this is what AOC and other Democrats, I believe, this is their doctrine right now as we go to the 2020 election. Think about it. More from Sargas Sangari after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your
Yeah, we sure do. And it's about we the people to save this country. People got to stand up. We can't have people that don't register to vote or even register to vote and then don't vote. And look at it. If the game is mail-in voting and that's the game they're playing in your state, hey, you got to step up and do what you have to do. Absentee vote, whatever you have to do, do it. And I know there's lots of... you know, lots of suggestion about potential cheating and that will take place. And will that happen? I think half of America believes the other side is willing to cheat. And this is amazing. And I think for the Democrats especially, this is such a desperate time. Sargis Sangari, who is the GOP congressional candidate for Chicago's 9th District, is with us right now. Sargis, am I misreading the desperation of the Democratic Party? I mean, they are all in to be with this socialist agenda. You know, kind of amazing when you consider that most candidates, party candidates, will, they go and appeal to their base during the primaries, and then they recenter themselves and become more moderate. A bit different strategy here with Joe Biden, who tried to present himself as a moderate, but kept getting pulled more and more to the left. And then comes to define his platform and his vision for 2020 and for the American people. And he has none other than Bernie Sanders write up most of the points here. So that's a bit unusual. So there's no center balance for Joe Biden, certainly not for Kamala Harris. I mean, although some would like to paint her, and I couldn't believe that they used the term a pragmatic moderate to describe Harris. I mean, on what basis, on what policy, on what vote ever that she's executed in her political existence would you think she's a pragmatic moderate?
Well, none of them are, right? That's the whole purpose. The only way you're going to be able to reset the Democratic Party is you have to vote straight Republican ticket in this election. Literally, absolutely gut them, because they're not going to do it internally. They cannot replace these individuals internally. They don't have the capacity or capability. The incumbency has painted itself into a corner. It cannot even escape its own wants and desires. Look, when Obama sent a lot of money to Iran, there's a reason why he sent that in cash form, because you can launder the money easier. Mm-hmm. Iran didn't use a lot of it just for terrorist operations, which they did. A lot of that money made it back in again, back into the United States through legitimate businesses, and it went to buy favors for the foreign leadership, in this case Iran, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization that Iran is part of, that China is the lead of back in D.C. So a lot of your folks that sit in Washington, D.C. today on the other side of the aisle that are pushing these points are pushing because there's a lot of money that is tied to these information operation campaigns.
Exactly.
That the Chi-Com pushes. So what do you expect if you want to reset the Democratic Party? You have to vote the Democrats out this year. And then go find yourself capable, moderate Democrats out there that are not tied to the machine, that are not to Chi-Com dollars, and then bring those individuals and have them finally reset their party. But the only way you could change the Democratic Party and where it's headed today is you literally have to vote out what exists, vote Republican, and then try to bring moderates in later to be Democrats. This country still needs two-party system to function. Right. Unfortunately, one party has made a decision that we just want to have a complete, total, different type of a government, and you cannot negotiate when the other side wants the entire fabric of the nation destroyed and reinvented under a different form of governmental system.
And it's amazing, because look at the primary. I mean, what was their success in the primaries? How many people did they get out to vote? And what Bernie Sanders was selling was something that clearly 70, I mean, without any kind of guesstimate whatsoever, Sargis, 70% of the people rejected the policies of AOC and Bernie Sanders. But yet they're having such a dramatic influence on this cycle. And we have said early on, and what you're saying is consistent with our perspective as well, is that this could be the Waterloo for the Democratic Party. And much the same way that the Democrats experienced under Bill Clinton, remember in the midterms when Newt Gingrich came in, and I think that Bill Clinton owes Newt Gingrich and the Republican Party a lot of thanks, because if it wasn't for them, they saved his presidency in terms of economics, in terms of, you know, some of the positive things that we look at regarding, you know, the Clinton experience. But I agree with you that ultimately we need both parties in operation. But it would seem that right now the Dems are prepared to jump off the cliff and sacrifice themselves, you know, for this, you know, socialist platform that would just devastate this country if we were to embrace it. This is the clear binary choice that's before the people. And this is why the Democrats are trying to confuse the issue by saying, well, we just don't we don't like Donald Trump's personality. Who cares about his personality? I care about him running the country.
Well, look, the same people who were in office on the other side of the aisle who were saying that Reagan's economic policy is destroying the nation are the same incumbents today still on the other side of the aisle. Now they're pointing at Trump. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you name Trump, if you name Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, whoever it is. The incumbent will blame somebody else in order to stay in power. If you want to truly save the Democratic Party, the only way you could do it is you have to vote out all the Democrats. And actually, you might call it a Waterloo, but it could be a new renaissance for the Democratic Yes. Party, where they finally realize that the TRICOM dollars and the information operational cap in that pushing is not going to work. We've already had at least 100 different companies that on their own, without even caring about what Congress is doing, have moved their manufacturing away from China after what China did to us.
Exactly.
And this is a China virus. So eventually the American people and American companies that care about this country will reject everything that's being fed today. But we just got to get out there November 3rd and vote out these individuals.
Exactly. Sargas, so much of, and you brought up COVID, so much that I see about COVID, certainly it is a real pandemic. It's a serious pandemic, but we're adding so much more, I believe, unnecessarily because of the fear factor that has been whipped up by the mainstream media and those antithetical forces that have, they have power to gain, through the fear that America is being subjected to, and that we're allowing, you know, choices to be made through that filter of fear instead of common sense.
Well, it is. And like I said, money talks. Everything else walks in Washington. Mm-hmm. COVID was used as a means and a way to be able to get money into the coffers of certain companies and individuals, and even organizations that eventually will turn around and rewrite a check back to the, party politics through PAC capabilities, you know, later on. So literally you give them money and they launder it back to you. I've had a friend that has gone in for kidney stones and the diagnosis came out COVID. And that friend has been fighting for a number of months trying to reverse that, not to have it as part of what was a reporting requirement. Once the hospital received money for it and the right. person has never had COVID, guess what? They're not going to reverse that in order to be able to, you know, turn back that money to the government. So they make a lot of money out of the process. So it really screwed up the, money the waters by approaching the way we have. And every other day, CDC comes up with new requirements. Scientists across the globe suddenly change their perspective on issues because it's a virus. So right. It is what it is.
Well, and it is dynamic, as you say. I mean, I don't care if it's Fauci or Birx or whoever, and yet they want to blame the president. But the president, I thought, was very prudent on behalf of the American people to, you know, get some of these experts, these scientists in that the mainstream media says the president doesn't want to listen to the scientists. Well, I think that in part what's got America in trouble is that we've listened to the scientists and maybe we've given them more presence than is required.
A nation still has to function. Economies still have to run. People still have to go back to work. You cannot just lock down a nation indefinitely because of a virus that you really don't know.
10 seconds, Sargas. Where can they go to get involved with your campaign?
www.wolfsongary.com, www.wolfsongary.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest city to see unrest in its streets following the shooting of a black man by police is Kenosha, Wisconsin. Video that's gone viral shows Jacob Blake being shot in the back after opening a car door and starting to get into the vehicle. This man witnessed it.
He ain't had no weapon or nothing, and his kids are right there, and they, I guess, felt the need to shoot him.
Some protests turned into riots with people setting vehicles and a city dump truck on fire. Windows were broken and tear gas had to be used by police. The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. You know, this idea of free and being free, where do you think that came from? I mean, was it just a bunch of patriots running around, or was it something, you know, deeper than that? David Young is with us. He's the author of the book King Jesus and the Beauty of Obedience-Based Discipleship. David, I want to bring you on here right now just in terms of answering that question, because we often hear, you know, live free or die, or some of these clarion calls that came out of you know, the early days of our government, and you know, from patriots, and we think, oh well, you know, was this man generated, or was this generated from some other you know, from some other basis?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. So, all of our freedoms are given to us as human beings because we bear the image of God. So they're gifts from God. They're not gifts from the government. Mm-hmm. They're not gifts from our friends. They're not gifts from our community. They're gifts from God.
I want to pause for just a moment, let people really ponder on that. You know, because we, you know, read in the Constitution our inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, these are all aspirational, and more than aspirational, because they're given to us by God. And if God gave us something, then everything that we need in order to attain that, are they not available as well?
Yeah, in fact, it's worth noting that in the Declaration of Independence, we're not given inalienable rights. The rights are inalienable. You can't take away those rights. All that the Declaration of Independence does is acknowledge what we already possess as the people of God. And so, yes, this is what God does. He grants us the freedom, and we're free to make choices. We're free to decide our destiny. We have all sorts of moral freedoms and ethical freedoms. And then for those who choose to follow Jesus and make Jesus their king, he gives us the power that we need in order to follow him. So he gives us the power we need to be responsibly free.
And as you state, God is the source. He's proven through the millennia time and again, he's faithful to that end. And here we are in America today, whose roots, thank you very much, the pilgrims who left Europe because of religious persecution, and they covenanted with God. Said, God, we want a place where we can freely worship you. Will you honor that prayer? And God honored that prayer. And out of that prayer comes the declaration by mankind to affirm, you know, God's promise to us. And yet here we are in the 21st century turning our back on the commitment and the covenant that we made with God Almighty. And then we wonder why our country is in chaos.
Yeah, one way to think about it is to think about the beautiful, a beautiful bouquet of flowers. So if you grow flowers in a garden, as long as they have roots with the water and so forth, they'll continue to grow. They won't die. But once you cut the roots off from a bouquet of flowers, yes, no matter how much water you put in there, once the roots are cut off, eventually the flower itself dies. And so when, as America increasingly turns away from its Judeo-Christian heritage, as it increasingly turns away from its respect for God, its respect for the God of the Bible, for the Christian heritage, what we're doing is we're cutting off the roots that have sustained us. So many of the accomplishments of Western civilization derive their power not just from the Enlightenment, but from the Christian Enlightenment. Everything from our hospitals, the civil rights movement, the anti-slavery movement, the pro-life movement, the establishment of the university system, all of these things came to us because of our Christian heritage. And once you cut that heritage off, the flowers will still thrive for a short period of time, but something will always move in, and it will be something totalitarian. The history teaches us this.
Yes, exactly. But, well, because we have to. I mean, we're designed to worship something, right?
Yes.
And
that's right.
That is in our character. So the big exchange, excuse me, the big exchange has taken place here in our country, where we are abandoning God and going along with this postmodernistic declaration that you know, God cares little, and even God's out of the public discussion. Because even God's been canceled. But I think that God's going to have the last word in all this. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, this is why I wrote the book, King Jesus. I was trying to argue that everyone serves somebody.
Yes.
And typically what we look for is a king who looks just like we look. We want someone who will affirm our values and tell us everything is okay and give us whatever we want and so forth. But the actual king of the universe doesn't conform to us. He asks us to conform to him.
Amen.
And that's the true freedom. The true freedom in the Bible is not the freedom to do anything you please. True freedom in the Bible is the freedom of enslavement to poor choices, that we are free now to do that which is right. We're free to do that which is beautiful. We're free to do that which is good. That's true freedom, and that's the kind of freedom that King Jesus gets.
Well, and you mentioned, rightfully so, we often refer to Jesus as Lord, Christ, Savior. But we don't hear him referred to as king very often. Why is that?
Well, some of it is because these other terms, these titles for Jesus, are just more commonly used in Scripture. So we're faithful to Scripture when we use these other titles. But I also think some of it is that North Americans, you know, we fought 240 years ago. We fought to overthrow a kingship. We don't like kings. We don't like authority. We don't like someone to tell us what to do. We don't want to submit. Submission's not considered much of a virtue. in the U.S. anymore. And so the idea that Jesus is king is not an easy idea for a lot of us, but it's actually a beautiful idea because everyone has a king in their life. You know, the old Bob Dylan song, everybody serves somebody.
Exactly.
Everybody serves somebody.
Right.
And so what Jesus gives us is the right kind of king. He gives us, as he says, he gives us a yoke. That's the harness that a mule would use or an ox would use for plowing. He gives us a yoke that fits us. Mm-hmm. Everyone wears a yoke. Jesus gives you the kind that fits you.
Did we lose him here? Okay. We got a misconnect here, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll get reconnected with David Young. We jumped into this really quick. Let me give you a little bit of background. David serves as a senior minister for North Boulevard Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's worked for churches in Missouri, Kansas, Tennessee, taught New Testament at several universities, and traveled widely teaching and preaching. David, sorry for the disconnect. Electronics being what they are, sometimes they just don't behave themselves. So anyway, I'll let you pick up where we got cut off. Go ahead.
I'm just making the statement that all of us have a king.
Yes.
What you want is a king who cares about you. You want a king who has your best interests at heart, and that's what Jesus offers.
And when you look at Scripture, I mean, it's inarguable, right? I mean, the platform of this king, I mean, we are in election season, sensitive to platforms, but there is no platform greater than what, you know, what Jesus presents, is it?
Yeah, and actually, it's a good time for us to talk about it because with the elections bearing down on us and just the partisanship, the divided country right now, the riots, the just the insanity that is America.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that for a lot of us, we're really yearning for an anchor. We're yearning for some security, for some direction, and that's what Jesus actually offers. Nations can rise and they can fall, but King Jesus will always be here.
Exactly. And David, we have to be careful in light of this stress and confusion that we're going through is that we choose wisely. This is really critical. I've said to the audience a while ago that occasionally we will come, you know, upon the life continuum where we will enter into a critical time and moment where a matching choice is appropriate. And I think that's where we are right now, to your point, and what you're suggesting is that we're coming to that crossroads right now. I mean, who we're going to serve, because what seems to be a clash politically and culturally is King Jesus going to remain on the throne, or are we going to put some political figure or some sort of, you know, political theology on the throne of our lives?
Well, yeah, so you're right. It's a critical moment. It's a critical moment for America. It's a critical moment for voters. It's a critical moment for the individuals, the people who make up the country.
Yeah.
And so what I'll try to argue in the book.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. Let's talk more when we come back. More from David Young after this.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. David Young continues with us. David is senior minister for the North Boulevard Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And his powerful new book here, King Jesus and the Beauty of Obedience-Based Discipleship. You know, David, this is quite bold of you to write a book like this that really is an indictment on the culture and the prevailing attitude of so many right now. I believe that this is why we have such a demonstration of lawlessness on the streets of America, is that, you know, as you said, you're not the boss of me. I can do as I darn well please, and look what's happening.
So people, as we said earlier, people are going to follow someone. We're all going to make someone our king. And the bottom line question is making sure that you have the right king.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really what it comes down to. And you suggest that, you know, the kingdom of God is the main theme of Jesus' ministry rather than the individual salvation of souls. I know that Jesus often spoke about the kingdom of God. And, you know, and people are surprised when they think about it because they hear, you know, I guess we hear what we want to hear and what we pick up and think, okay, it's about, you know, it's about the harvest and salvation of souls. But if you understand the kingdom of God, it's almost like it, how do you say it? It kind of self-applies and heals because you're coming into the mindset of the kingdom of God, and that in of itself is quite healing, is it not?
Yeah, so this was one of the concerns that I was trying to address in the book, is that for some of us Christians, we almost have reduced the Christian faith to, you know, I live whatever life I want to live now, and then when I die, I get to go to heaven. So it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. When I die, I give that card to Jesus, and he says, okay, it's all okay. Right. But when Jesus came, he says, I want it to start now. He actually wants us to be engaged now. The here and now matters. Mm-hmm. He wants me to live a certain kind of life now. He wants me to think a certain way now. He wants me to have a certain kind of ethics now. It's not just when I die. It's what I do now that matters. I'm to live now with Jesus as my ultimate king. And by the way, that brings a lot of responsibilities, how we think about politics, how we think about life, how we think about our bodies, our relationships, our money and whatnot. But it also brings a great promise because it means no matter what happens this November, if you know, the whole country comes apart in November, in a sense, I have the security of knowing my king is bigger than all of that anyway. So it's both a responsibility and it's a hopeful promise.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are in the midst of COVID. All that's going on here in America, over 175,000 have perished. We seem to not have an answer yet for COVID. We have hope that maybe a vaccine, but as we know, vaccines are not, you know, always the answer. I guess they just give you some sense of comfort. You know, fear has been reigning supreme these days to such a degree that we'll wear masks, some will wear goggles. I mean, we've gone through all kinds of, you know, crazy restrictions in the land of the free, home of the brave. But we still haven't given Jesus a chance here, have we?
Yeah, and I think, the thing that we as humans most desperately want is peace. We want to be at peace with ourselves, peace with the universe. We want the joy that comes from peace. And we get that when we know that we have a king who knows where the future is going, who's in charge of the future. Jesus is already at tomorrow. Jesus is currently already on November the 3rd. He's there already. He's waiting for us. And he'll be there on the day of our death. So we get an immense amount of peace when we recognize who the king of the universe actually is.
And that, you know, that is spot on. And that's what tells us when peace is not reigning, it's because our target focus is off, is it not?
Yeah, and one of the shortfalls for secularism today is that it really has erected the wrong king. So when the left wants to make politics everything, or everything becomes politics, what you're really hearing is sort of the worship of the state or the worship of the community. And we're just simply not worthy of being worshipped. Government is not worthy of being worshipped. It can't be trusted with too much power. We all know that. But what we often do is we try to take the responsibilities that only King Jesus can have, and we transfer those to government or to other institutions in hopes that we'll get something better, and it never works.
No, it's out of order. It was never designed to do that. The intent of government, it came with built-in restrictions, and when those restrictions are violated, just like you choose to violate gravity, we'll fall off the roof, and, you know, when you hit the ground, it's going to hurt, and you realize that gravity is still in play. There are things that are, you know, are restrictions that are guidelines for our government. You're exactly right. And when we elevate our government, and you would think there's enough history in the history of mankind to demonstrate what happens when government is elevated and put in the position of God. Because when that happens, what's left in the wake is so devastating. We're talking the destruction of humanity at such epic levels. And it's like, you know, we just choose to ignore what's happened in the past. Like, there's no way that could happen in today's America.
I'm not sure if we've just forgotten history or what it is, but you look at communist China, 50 million people murdered during the Great Leap Forward. You look at the Soviet Union. I planted a church in the Soviet Union in the late 80s and early 90s. 20 million people murdered under this idea that the state is our God. The Khmer Rouge murdered one-fifth of their population during Pol Pot's reign. You look at communist Cuba. You look at North America, North Korea. And in each case, what you have is people entrusting the government with power that only God should have and then paying a heavy price for it. And we don't want to go that way.
But here we are, you know, talking about it like it's normal. It's almost acceptable. This is the scary part of all this. And, you know, we pray, David, that the people aren't being duped, that, you know, they refer to it as the silent majority. But, you know, at some point, the silent majority can no longer be silent, because what we're losing here is we're losing our future. And our future is our kids and our grandkids. How do you walk away from that?
Yeah, well, so what we do is we have to follow the teachings of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We have to be modest about what we humans can accomplish. That is, we'll never build a utopia here. In fact, I think it was Pascal who said once that man is neither an angel nor a demon, but when he tries to be an angel, he always ends up being a demon. So we have to be modest about what we can accomplish without, with God, all things are possible, but what we can accomplish in government, limited government, has been the genius of America. That exactly. The government's job is to stay back and to allow people to follow God with their conscience, with their lives, to discover what it means. And so when we do these things, then we find the freedom that the real King gives, King Jesus.
Yes. Well, it's almost like we're trying to build the Tower of Babel all over again, are we not?
I think that's a great analogy. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the utopia that so many in America want to build, but the left really wants to build. The utopia they want to build is a Tower of Babel, and it will collapse just like the original one did. It cannot sustain. We can't do it.
David, and
when
King
we try
Jesus,
to build a utopia, it's a dystopia.
Exactly. And King Jesus and the beauty of obedience-based discipleship, you point out the need for obedience to Jesus. You touched on this earlier, but I want to expand on this a little bit in terms of your argument. That is in contrast to the false view that we're saved by works.
Yeah, for some reason, Americans just don't like the word obedience, and some of that's theological. So a lot of us grew up in churches where we had it preached to us so many times, you're saved by grace and not by works, that we confuse that to mean, therefore, you don't need to obey God. One of the things I wanted to argue in the book is we're never saved by works, but that doesn't mean you should not obey God. In fact, when we're saved by grace, according to Ephesians chapter 2, at verse 10, Paul says we're saved by grace so that we can go do good works, so we can obey. God's grace not only saves us, but it enables us to be obedient people. When God teaches us something, when a king speaks, you don't just believe him, you obey him. And Jesus is our king. We don't just believe in Jesus, we obey Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so obedience brings a special blessing to us. So many things in life can't really be known until you actually experience them. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, we come to know what life's all about when we obey what Jesus teaches us. Not just believe it, but obey it.
Exactly. Well, and therein, you know, is the rub here. I mean, works are a manifestation of the root of our faith system, and those will be manifest, but they don't go ahead of faith. They're born out of faith, are they not?
Right, born out of faith. If I say to some leader, if I go, for example, I've not served in the military, I regret that I didn't, but if I had served in the military and the commanding officer said, we're going to go this direction, and I said, well, I believe in you, but I'm not going, then the truth is I really don't believe. It's exactly. My obedience is the demonstration of my faith. And so to call Jesus as king is to say that we don't merely say he has some position or some title, but we actually obey what a king says. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. That he expects us to obey like a king would expect. And by the way, it's for our own benefit. The letter of 1 John, John says his commandments are never a burden. A burden in life is when you don't have a king. That's a burden. That's called chaos.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Antifa. That's anarchy. It's when you don't have a leader that you've got a burden.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much more to this book. You have to get your hands on it. King Jesus and the Beauty of Obedience-Based Discipleship. David Young has really served us well in putting this down, and I'll tell you, you will be blessed, because it's going to challenge you to take a little introspective look, and we need to do this, especially for times like these when so much is being questioned. David, thank you. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, by the way. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, sir.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.